I remember mildly sunny days. My friends and I would run around and play games. We cared so little about our skin getting darker as our natural armor protected us from the harsh ultraviolet sun rays. The same rays that mingled with vitamin D to aid in calcium absorption, we seldom had fractures. Those were the golden years. My mother would always say, "Ababana mbayo mu, mbo," because we'd play from 6 to 6 games that involved our feet like football to wrists. Makardia tuwambo eventually waliandimu mankonyo. As if to teach us that as we get older, we'd have to labor to achieve our goals, or that life is a gamble and if we don't play our cards right, our wrists will suffer the most, as the blade tap dances with the radio artery to the tunes of our bad decisions at this crimson-themed party. Life is a gift least appreciated. Perhaps the lesson was that family and friends can cause mental distress, but the naivety deep-seated from breaking bread together is cataract to discernment. I remember being so fast with my feet each time my aunt came to fetch me at 15. The need for speed was necessary because I was having the time of my life, so the rain on my parade was a hot pursuit, but my aunt didn't burn out because I had to be clean. As if the nutrients would refuse to be taken up by my body if they saw my thigh-high sand-induced socks at 16. As an adult, I still run when I'm a mess. Like this one time I fell in love with a Willy Wonka. Okay, but enze mambala. He sugarcoated everything and his lies tasted better when our lips touched. For a while, I lost my smile. My teeth decayed, restored by a denture, so with him I still stayed. Glued to deceit, I had my suspicions, but each time I tried to leave, he sung me lullabies, lullalies. Creating melodies with my heartstrings, my intentions were put to sleep. As an adult, I still run when I'm a mess. Even when happiness pursues me to feed me hope in order to replace the regrets I replay in my head, I am fine. With a rictus on my face from a distance, I say 3 words that paint over my chaos, I decorate my pain. I remember playing Chidunune in the evening during load shedding and my friends not being able to find me. I became one with the darkness, my breath synchronized with the silence. The countdown to the search began to sound like a credo song as it got warmer in this gloomy space. Closing my eyes was the icing to the camouflage. I did not flinch when my friends walked past. Falling asleep in the darkness I temporarily inhabited, a habit I still practice on my bad days. I'd rather hide how I feel being the strong friend, the shoulder to lean on as they vent. How could I possibly show weakness? A habit I still practice on my bad days. Suppression over expression, the darkness is my best friend.
Studio 4.